The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Seches Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara discusses at the bottom of Amud Aleph Amr of Zera, Amr of Avo, the Amri La other Sabim Asnita Tana, Asar Devorim Nemru Bakoisha Bracha. There are 10 halachas that a person is required to do as a hider of the Koisha Bracha on the Koisha Bechas Amazim. The Gemara quotes that Rav Yochanan Omar, Anu Ein Lonu Ela Arba'a Bilvad, we only have 4 halachis on a koshal bracha, hadocha ushtifa, chai and molei, and the Gemara explains each one of these, Gemara and Rashi. The Rosh is medayig in the Gemara. The Rav Yochanan doesn't really argue on 6 of these 10 things. Rather, Rav Yochanan only argues on 2 of them. Rosh says, Ein bein Rav Yochanan la'asara dvarim, it says only iter v'ituf. It also mentions that Rav Yochanan is maskim to some of the halachas of these 10. And the various Rishayim and Achrayim discuss that it's not such a clear machlokes of Yochanan and the first, the Rav Zeir Amar Vavo of all 6, but some yes, some not. La'alocha la'maisa, the Rambam only quotes the Rav Yochanan, but the Torah in Kuf Pei Gimel brings from the Gaonim that the halachas kedivrei Amoraim v'Asoraim, like all the Amoraim that added some of the other chumras, some of the other hidurim in Koshal Bracha, and a person should be machmer not only on the 4 halachas of Rav Yochanan, but on all the 10 halachas. The Magen Avraham is a cotton hay in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Right, Hashem and Kabbalim, that even those Rishonim that say La Halacha, we don't have to be Machran all 10, nonetheless, Afi Kabbalah, the Mekabbalim, right, that a person should be Machran all of them, and all of them are a Hidr and a Yipui in the Koisha Brocha, the Koisha Yayin. Kafachayim mentions a little bit more explanation up beside. And going through Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, the various halachas, some of these halachas are Lekatchila, some of the halachas are Makke B'dieved. The halacha that I want to discuss is a halacha really that's not part of these 10. There's another halacha mentioned on Amud Beis, B'negei HaKoshal Bracha. The Gemara quotes from Ravasi, Ein Masichin HaKoshal Bracha. The Torah gives Ravashi, the Ein Masichin HaKoshal Bracha. What does it mean, Ein Masichin HaKoshal Bracha? It means that a person shouldn't talk during a Koisha Bracha. When is that? So Rashi explains, and the Torah quotes Rashi, that it's talking about the Mavarach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi's Lashon is, Mishe'ochzoi Ashi Yavarach. From the time the Mavarach is holding the Kois until he makes the Bracha and he drinks on it, the person shouldn't talk. But the Torah in Kuf Pei Gimel continues after he mentions Rashi, and says, V'chein Nami HaMasubin, also the people surrounding the Mavarach, the people there that are there for Berachas HaMazon, also shouldn't talk. And the Torah explains that the reason is shetzrichin l'shmoya, they have to hear and understand the bracha, they have to be yoytze the bracha. And even between brachas, when the mavarach is holding the kodesh, between brachas, when they're not listening to the mavarach make a bracha, he says that there shouldn't be a hafsik of sichas chulin between brachas. So the Torah is very clear that not only the mavarach shouldn't be talking while he's holding the kodesh of bracha, but all those around during benching should not talk when the Mavarach is holding the Koisha Bracha. Exactly when the Isser begins to talk, the Isser to talk begins, so it sounds like from the Torah that it's from the time the Mavarach is holding the Koisha, like Rashi says. Rashi says it clearly about the Mavarach himself, from the time he's holding the Koisha he can't talk. But as far as those around, really there's a Machlokes Achrayim. Some of the Achrayim say, some of the poskim say that that even though the Mevarech is not allowed to talk from the time he holds the Kais, but the people around, who their reason is only because they have to be Yoitza hearing the Brachas, from the time the Mevarech starts the Bracha, then they're not allowed to talk. But before the Mevarech starts the Bracha, they would still be allowed to talk. The Mishnah Berurah's Maskana is that it's Gedai Lahachmer. Hagoyin Reb Chaim Prince Schoenberg, in his Sefer Chiddush HaBasra, mentions who are doing Bashevah Brachas. That somebody is listening to Sheva Brachas. The Kohes goes around person to person from the time the Mevarech starts benching until after finishing all Sheva Brachas. The person is not allowed to talk. All the people in the room that are listening to Sheva Brachas are not allowed to talk. And if we look at the reason that the Torah quotes for not talking on Kohesha Bracha, so the Torah said because people have to hear and be Yoitza the Brachas, so that reason would be true by Sheva Brachas also. Now, this is based on the fact that everybody around has a chiyuv sheva brachas, not just the chasan kala. Which really brings us to a topic that we discussed in the previous year. We discussed in the previous year, somebody's at chasana, and they want to leave early. So we discussed how they can leave early and not worry about zimun and about benching with minyan. We didn't really discuss about leaving early and not being yoitza, the chiyuv of sheva brachas. Now that we're discussing that every individual has a chiyuv of sheva brachas, so when somebody's at a chasna and wants to leave early, how do they get around the chiyuv of sheva brachas? So the makar of this halacha, that a person is chayiv, that every individual is chayiv in the brachas of sheva brachas, comes from a rosh in Maseches Sukkah, daf chaf hei amud beis. The Gemara there in Maseches Sukkah says, Omer Abba bar Zavda, Omer Rav, the chosen and his sheshvinin, and kol b'nei hachupla, are potter from Sukkah. Why are they parted from Sukkah? The Gemara says, "Mishum deba'u lemichti." They want to rejoice. So the Gemara asks, "I'll let them eat in the Sukkah and rejoice in the Sukkah." The Gemara says, "Ain simcha ella b'chuppah." The simcha by Chosan Kala is only at the chuppah. So the Gemara says, "I'll let them eat in the Sukkah and they'll rejoice at the chuppah." So the Gemara says, "No, ain simcha ella b'makam su'uda." There's only simcha in the makam su'uda. So the Rosh in Sukkah, on that Gemara, says that because of this Gemara, that ain simcha ella b'chuppah, and ain simcha ella b'makam se'uda, there was a yesh oimrim, some said, that if they eat in four or five places, in four or five rooms, they wouldn't make the bracha she'asimcha b'ma'ayna in Berchas Chasanim. Only in the Beis HaChuppah. But the Rosh continues, he says, no, that if there's one waiter for all of them, then they're all part of one group, and everyone would have a chiyuv sheva brachas. And then he goes on to say, b'shem Rav Yechiel, who said in the name of Rav Yehuda, that even without one waiter, anyone that begins eating, kiven she'eschilu lechol im oisim sheva chuppah, since they began eating together with the chuppah, kulam chashuvim ke'echad, u'mavarchim berchas chasanim. They all have to make berchas chasanim. And he says that's the minik. Now the Rosh doesn't so clearly say that there's a chiyuv on kol yochid v'yochid, but the Machaber in Evna Ezer Siman Samach Bey Sif Yud Aleph paskins because of this Rosh that b'nei achupah shen ischalku l'chaburis, b'nei achupah that divide up into groups, even if they eat in a few places. He says every single one of these groups, even though they're not near the chos and kala, they each one makes a bracha shever brachas. If there's a chiyuv only on the chos and kala, we can't make a bracha without the chos and kala there if they're not in the same room as the chos and kala. But the rosh, the machaber paskins from this rosh, everybody has to make the bracha shever brachas. In the Igros Moshe that we mentioned in the previous year, that talks about leaving a chasana early as far as benching, he also mentions this machaber in Evin Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, if Yud Aleph, as the makor, that every individual has a chiyuv sheva brachas. And he asks, how does one get around that? He also says the same halacha in Evin Ezer, in Simon Pei Zayin. The tshuva, the interesting tshuva, Moshe is talking about cheresh v'chareches. If deaf people get married, then the Yehuda says that when deaf people get married, We don't make the brachas erison under the chuppah. The bracha that the Masada Kedushin makes, Shai Kedishodim Mitzvoysov, Tzivanu Al Harayis, that bracha would not be made by a chasna of a cheresh v'chareshes. Because that brocha is really a brocha that only the chasen kala have a chiv to make. And the minig is that somebody else makes that brocha to be moitzi the chasen kala. But by the cheresh v'chareshes, that can't hear that brocha, so to make that brocha for the surrounding people, for the people gathered, there would be no point, and we don't make the brocha b'rechas eris. So Moshe explains in that tshuva that even though the Noid of Yehuda didn't mention the b'rechas nesu'in we would make, of course b'rechas nesu'in, the sheva brochas, we would say. Because the sheva brochas, says Moshe, is not a chiyuv only on the chasen kala, it's a chiyuv on all the individuals in the room, all the individuals that came to the chuppah. How do we know that there's a chiyuv on all the individuals? Rav Moshe says from this rush, from this machaber, Siman Samach Beis, Sifyut Aleph, that says that if they divide up into rooms afterwards, all of them should make Sheva Brachas. Rav Moshe brings an additional raya from the Torah in Yeridayism and Shin Tzadik Aleph. The Torah quotes a shita from Rav Yehuda al Barceloni to be matter in oval, to enter a chuppah, to hear the brachas, just not to eat. Why is he allowed to go in to hear the brachas and not to eat? So Rav Moshe explains in Ibn Ezer that the chiyuv brachas is on kol ha-nesofim, the chiyuv of the sheva brachas is on everybody gathered, and he adds, ubnei ha'ir, anyone in that city, ulai nechshavim memela, kimin ha-nesofim, they're automatically considered from the people gathered. Because had this person not been in the oval, of course he would have been invited to the chasana. Now she's talking about the smaller cities, but then he would have been invited to the chasana. So Rav Moshe says it's a raya from Rav Yehuda Barceloni that it's a mitzvah to go in and hear the brachas. It's a chiyuv to go in and hear the brachas. There's a chiyuv if you're there to hear the brachas. And since there's a chiyuv and it's a mitzvah to go in, so memela would matter for an oval to go in. Rav Vosner Shevet Halevi Chelek Tes Siman Reish Ayin Aleph quotes the Zigris Moshe. He mentions this raya from Rav Moshe, from Yehudeya, from Rav Yehuda Barceloni, and he says that the way he understands the Pasha Zatur, it's not a heter because it's a chiyuv for the brachas. Somebody that wasn't there, of course, doesn't have a chiyuv for the brachas. Even Rav Moshe was masking that maybe Kibnei Ha'ir are like the Ne'esofim, but they're not Ne'esofim. Rather, the heter is that he's allowed to go in because it's not simcha if he's just going in for the brachas. And the raya from the Rosh, the machaber in Sim Samach Beis, Sifyat Aleph, that if they divide up, that each one individually makes a bracha. So the Shevet Alevi says that chiyuv is only true. That chiyuv is only true for somebody that remains till the end of the seuda. But if somebody would leave before benching, the fact that they happen to have been at the Suda at one point is not what creates the Chiyuv. People that are at the Suda's Chosn, at the end of the Suda, even if they're in separate rooms, they would have a Chiyuv Sheva Brachas. But if somebody leaves early, he would not have a Chiyuv Sheva Brachas. And therefore, Rav Ozna says that if somebody does not have a problem of leaving Zimun or leaving without benching with Minyan, as we discussed in the previous year, various reasons why somebody would be allowed to leave early, then they don't have to worry about Sheva Brachas either, because this Rosh is not negated. There's no chiyuv on somebody just because he came to a chasana to hear Sheva Brachas. Rav Moshe, who did bring a raya from this Rosh, but in our Chaim Siman Nun Vav, he gives his eitzah that we mentioned the previous year, that a person should say before he starts eating, he doesn't want to be mitzdarif for Zimun or for Minyan. And Rav Moshe says that this eitzah of not being mitzdarif would help him for Sheva Brachas also. So as far as the shaila in the previous year that we discussed, if somebody wants to leave early, assuming that he has the eitzes or the heterim that we mentioned in the previous year, not to be there for Zeman and for Minyan, he would also have a heter not to be part of the Sheva Brachas. But all are masking that if somebody is at the chasana at the time of the Sheva Brachas, the chiyuv of Sheva Brachas is on everybody. It's not just on the chasana kala, the chiyuv is on everybody. And if the chiyuv of Sheva Brachas is on everybody, then everybody that's there b'shas Sheva Brachas has the chiyuv of our Gemara of Rav Asi, the Ei Masiach and Alkoi Shel Bracha. Like Rav Chaim Pinchas said in his Sefer that this chiyuv of Ei Masiach and Alkoi Shel Bracha is on Sheva Brachas also. Now Rav Chaim Pinchas adds that the minig that a lot of people sing during Sheva Brachas, that's not called a hefsik, that's part of the Sheva Brachas. But if somebody is sitting at the Sheva Brachas talking while they're passing the kois from person to person, they're being over this Gemara of Emesich and Akoshal Bracha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.